Area 54. Elevator music from hell. Thank you.
To the hip sounds, the now sounds of Area 54.
We know the world could end.
Clicking sounds. Sounds that reveal the presence of radioactive rays. The instrument, a Geiger counter, is converting radioactivity into sounds we can hear. This radioactivity is coming from a small piece of radioactive material inside this plastic sensor.
Thank you.
radioactive material near, the Geiger counter continues to click. This is caused by cosmic radiation that continually bombards us from outer space.
Thank you. It's Tim and Mike. Yeah, we said we were going to get a lot of mileage out of this new album by Eric Hilton, and certainly we did. That song was called Acetone Dub. His new album's called The Impossible Silence, and it's just chock full of great songs like that. Before that, we played a song called Transmission. The song's called Dance Alone. We found that on The Legend of a Visiting Orb Visiting from Another Time and Place remix. The Orb. Those guys.
They can't just call it an Orb remix. They have to
just
give it a whole title like it's some kind of book.
Yeah. And the thing of it is I suspect these guys probably aren't putting that much thought into each specific song. They're just twiddling the knobs and coming out with sounds and then throwing it into a song and over samples and things. And then let's make it sound really deep and give it a long name. You know, I'm sure I would get argued with by Alex Patterson on that. But hey, he's in Great Britain right now. He's far enough away that I can say that and probably get away with it. Sorry,
yeah,
Alex.
He can't come flying out here.
Anyway. Cigarettes After Sex before that did a song called Apocalypse. Manatee Commune out of Bellingham. The Bellingham Sound did a song called PDA. Start off the whole set with Caribou. Play a track from Caribou called Never Come Back. It's off their album Suddenly.
Yeah, pretty a bit repetitive song, but all the songs on that Caribou album are quite different.
Yeah,
a little bit there for everybody on that album.
Yep. It's a pretty entertaining album though, Mike.
It is a very entertaining album. It's in a lot of people's top like 50 of the year.
I recommend mixing it with a little bit of other different music and not listening to the whole thing from beginning to end, though.
I agree with that as well. I mean, you know, listen to it all the way through, but put it on your 5-disc CD changer.
Yeah, you know, or just throw it in your Spotify, playlist and just play artists like that, and it comes up with pretty good stuff.
Oh, I haven't used him as a Spotify artist yet.
Pretty good. Salt's another really good one to use on your Spotify. That's there's some really good alternate bands that Spotify is playing with Salt.
If you're using Salt,
yep.
Don't you end up getting a lot of like soul type old soul?
Yeah, but it's not old. It's a lot of new soul, and it's pretty good. It's not pop.
Yeah.
They don't. It's right
yeah,
away.
No, no. I mean the Salt albums are not pop any at all.
No,
it's
pretty. It's a pretty listenable. You'll be pleasantly surprised. I listened to it last night. I tried it out because it's like it's fun to see what do other people think of this artist reminds them of, and I just suspected just like you did it's just going to go fall back to James Brown or something, and it didn't at all. It was actually really good. A lot of artists that it was like, wow, this is actually I took note. There was some pretty good stuff out there that is like Salt that we don't know about.
That's interesting that you actually said what other people think it sounds like. Do you really think it's people? It's like some computer. It's Hal.
What other algorithms does Hal 9000 think sound like this?
Yeah,
well, Hal 9000 did a pretty good job with Salt, I'm just going to say.
I think when Pandora first started, they said it was actually people like actually doing,
yeah,
doing those algorithms personally. Like it's in their, I don't know, it'd be a lot of work.
Yeah, what does a minimum wage person think this sounds like?
I don't. Well, even with both Pandora and with Spotify, I feel like a lot of times it surprised me. They'll pull out some artists that I was like, wow, I never would have thrown this artist in this group, but I see why now.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Some kind of drum beat or some kind of, the bass riff. And it's like, oh, okay, now I see why. But, you never really... I don't really sit there thinking about all these artists that are going to be grouped together, but I let the computer do it. I don't have to worry about it anymore, man. It's just like such a load off now.
It is, isn't it? Yep, just go on autopilot, and sometimes you regret it, but sometimes you don't.
Well, I mean, I think the thing that I like about putting the music together in our show is that we don't sit there grouping artists together by sound all the time. Although it's like, I'll pick a song and say, oh, yeah, I like a dubby song, and I'll go into another like reggae type song or something like that, or an Orb remix, and then you can go into like Manatee Commune or a Caribou song easily. And you would never get that on if you're listening to Pandora.
No, they're just going to try to stay with the theme and not surprise you.
Yeah, and which after a while you're like, okay, done, and you have to pick another artist. So
I like to turn on a dime sometimes.
Make your own playlist or listen to us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just have to toot my own horn here, but...
I have to apologize to our listeners because sometimes I just like to wake y'all up.
All right, we got some more music for you. Let's play some Ryan Hemsworth here. We're going to play a song called Every Square Inch. Stay right with you.